The era of forced school integration has come to an end in the United States, but commentator Jim Solish believes mixed-raced schools can offer important advantages for children.
In 1954, a unanimous Supreme Court concluded that separate educational facilities were inherently unequal. The ruling reflected the court's belief that educating children of different races together was the best way to bridge the terrible divide of race in our country. Thus began America's experiment with forced school integration. Well, the experiment ended a few weeks ago. The Supreme Court agreed with a lower court that school officials in Montgomery County, Maryland, violated the Constitution by preventing a white student from transferring to a magnet school from his predominantly black neighborhood school. His transfer would further tip the racial imbalance in his school, the officials argued. The Supreme Court decided that the need for racial balance does not outweigh the importance of individual choice. Today, two-thirds of America's black children go to schools that are 100% black. I suspect the percentage of white children going to schools that are all white is even higher. That makes my white children a statistical anomaly. They go to public schools with a 65% black population in Cleveland Heights, an inner-ring suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, with a population that is 65% white. My children are the beneficiaries, not of forced integration, but of a voluntary parental order. My wife and I want them to go to school in a real neighborhood with a variety of people who are not just diverse in race, but in religion, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, ideas, and style. Of course, many of my white neighbors disagree. They'll tell you they pulled their kids out of our schools because our district scores lower than the state average on proficiency tests. Of course, their kids' scores were always well above average. They'll also tell you that their kids weren't challenged enough, even though our district offers academic tracking, including a full advanced placement program in the high school. And finally, they'll tell you that they just want to give their kids any advantage they can in this competitive world. Well, so do we, which is why we send our kids to an integrated school with slightly below average proficiency scores. Our children go to school in a place called the future. And I'm not talking about the internet, even though our schools are fully online. I'm talking about the fact that during our children's prime working years, Americans of European descent will become a statistical minority. My children will be prepared. They already know how to negotiate in the currency of many cultures. My kids are street smart. They see below surfaces. They'll have no problem adapting to a performance-based work world, one where you leave your resume on the human resource director's desk when you start work. The companies that will thrive in the future will be less concerned with GPAs and where you went to school than with what you can do. Street smarts are already paying big dividends in the dot-com world, where venture capitalists are more interested in ideas than resumes. I went to a meeting recently where several admissions officers from Ivy League schools spoke. They all said that when they get two kids with fairly equal academic backgrounds, one from private school and one from a school district like ours, they pick our kid. They know both can handle the academics, but they believe our kid will handle the social pressures better. Of course, some of my neighbors will go right back to their original argument, that my kids won't be able to achieve equal academic status with private school kids because my kids will be dragged down by those in our schools who don't do as well. I would argue that as long as there are advanced classes and rigorous educational opportunities, my kids can excel. So the Supreme Court has spoken again. It will not promote diversity at the cost of individual choice. Fine. Forced school integration didn't work anyway. But there's nothing stopping those of us in cities and inner-ring suburbs with viable school systems from exercising our freedom of choice. We can choose to stop running from our neighborhood schools and make them work better. That can be our school choice, and we won't need vouchers.
The comments of Jim Solish, a writer based in Cleveland. He joins us through member station WCPN.